We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number four, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. It is 6-3 Wisconsin at number 21 Penn State, who is also 6-3. Noon kickoff, Beaver Stadium on Saturday. The line is Penn State 7.5 to 8 point favorite. Ross, and the over-under is 54-55.
What do we think? Let's start with this, Bob. Sorry, Andy.
It's okay.
What do we think of the line?
Where does that come from? So Pickle and I always talk about it right after the game. I thought it would be right around 5 or 6. I thought it would be inside of a touchdown just because of
how significant that number is.
Yeah, and I also think that I just feel like what Wisconsin does well can really hurt Penn State just because – I mean, I truly believe that their defense, while it's had its moments, it is starting to run out of gas in the second half, and I do think that could be a concern. Also, just as a side note, the number is 8, over under 8 adult sodas for Ross
this after the
weekend,
kickoff.
And also 54 is somewhere around the combined number of brats, adult sodas, every other thing that's going to – any other food item at
ice
the tailgate,
cream.
I have it at 53.5.
Everything's going on. So a couple things about this game. First of all, it was a big game in the preseason. We talked about it being one of the big games on Penn State's schedule for both teams. And in some respects, even though both teams are 6-3, this is still kind of a big game for both of these teams.
Huge game.
I mean, they were ranked number 4 and 10 in the preseason poll with – all kinds of high expectations.
They both have been in New Year's Six bowls the last two years.
Correct.
I mean, there's only how many teams can say that?
Similar past
12. I thought, dumb question. 12.
I thought Wisconsin would be better. I was wrong about them. They deserve to be where they are.
But what's weird about it, Bob, is you study Wisconsin. They're running the crap out of the ball. Jonathan Taylor, 150 yards a game. They are
6.6 a carry.
They're behind only the triple option teams in terms of rushing. Hornibrook's numbers aren't bad. The difference for them, I think, has been their defense has not been what it was. They only returned 4 starters.
Correct.
And you probably shouldn't give up 24 points to BYU at home.
No, a 4-5 team now, by the way.
You can't give up 38 or whatever it was to Michigan. And then Northwestern was another
31-17.
Yeah, so that's – and really, they've played the last 4 games – they've played 8 DBs. They've started 8 different DBs, including 5 first-time starters.
Correct.
So their issue has been, you know, their offense is never that great, right?
Correct.
Their offense is never that great. Although Hornibrook's numbers are pretty good in the red zone and is it third down? No, in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter in the red zone, Hornibrook's numbers are actually pretty good because you never really feel that great about their passing game. Their tight end always leads them in receptions. That's always a weird thing. But,
Wisconsin still owns the number 4 rushing offense in the country.
And they should with that offensive line and that running back.
And that running back, they should. The difference is in the way their team is built and the way Wisconsin wins games.
They need the defense to be good.
The defense has to carry the water.
Yeah, they need. Yeah. Wisconsin is at their best when they're winning games 23-13.
Yep, exactly.
And it's complimentary football, a shutdown D with a run game. They don't have the shutdown D this year.
They're chasing games.
Right. Like, if you're behind in the game, it ruins everything that they want to do.
Correct.
Although their numbers, I think Jonathan Taylor's, his yards per carry in the third quarter is like 7.9. Fourth quarter, like 9.6. So if you're talking about keys to the game for Penn State, it's get a lead. Because if they're trailing late, it's almost forget about it.
So speaking of Penn State getting a lead, they've scored 113 points in their last 5 games, which is an average of 22.5 points a game over their last 5 games.
Woof.
That is a woof. That's the problem.
Say it again.
100. Woof. No, it's 113 points.
I'm glad you did it again. I'm glad you did it again, actually.
113 points in their last five games. They're averaging 22.5 points a game in their last five game, Penn State's offense.
And like the first
four.
Going into Ohio State, it was 50.
They scored 222 points in their first four games.
Wow. It's crazy. So you know what else is interesting about this game? I can't remember the last time where there were legitimate questions about quarterback usage for both teams.
Yeah. Oh, huge.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you know, we know that
Hornibrook's
Trace McSorley, based on what Franklin has said, he's going to start.
That if you read the tea leaves, that would be what I would.
But then
surmise.
I wonder how much they, you know, do they start to give Steven some series? Do they start to do things like that? By the way, reading through the Penn State notes, all the Trace's numbers and records, it's off. It's out of control.
It is. It's a lot of it. And some of it single season, some of it career achievement award. But yeah, I just, you know, and I hate to say it like this, but at some point you have to start thinking about the future as well. And if not this week, we'll talk about it the next couple of weeks. For no other reason, you got to get Tommy some game reps for the future. You just have to do it. And Trace can have a significant impact on the game with Tommy playing significant amount of snaps as well. But to me, you're talking about what Wisconsin doesn't do well on defense, and Penn State can't get open against some very – even in some games where there weren't great defenses, the receivers struggled to get open.
I just think
they need to throw the ball well in this game.
I do think you can make a strong case that Wisconsin could come in to State College and win this game just because of the way the strengths and weaknesses play out. What are those defensive tackles going to do in the third quarter against this offensive line? What are they going to do?
I think this is a really bad matchup. Even though both teams are 6-3, both teams were 9-0, it would still be a bad matchup for Penn State. Wisconsin's strength against Penn State's weakness. It's crystal clear to me that that's one of the things. Speaking of the quarterbacks, Wisconsin starter Alec Hornibrook is in concussion protocol.
I'd be surprised if he plays.
Yeah, backup.
Second time in concussion protocol in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not a good deal.
Jack Cohn came in for the second straight week and relieved him against Rutgers last week. He was 5 of 7 for 64 yards. And obviously we talked about Trace's knee injury and Tommy Stevens as the backup. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
Ross, real quick, you're Brent Pry. You're dealing with potentially a team that's not going to try and throw the ball a lot on you. It'll be probably play action when it does happen. Are you playing 8-man fronts? Are you playing 9-man fronts? What are you doing to try and maybe lessen the impact? I'm not talking about the running back. I'm talking about the impact of the offensive line. What do you do?
8-man front, you have Garrett Taylor, middle of the field, safety. You lock down your two corners, man-to-man, middle of the field safety, and you say to your corners, Amani, who now everybody's saying is a first-round pick, and John Reed or Castro Fields, you guys got to lock them up. We're going to have Garrett Taylor in case the guy breaks it, but otherwise they'll die a slow death. They'll die a slow death. By the way, it really stinks for Hornibrook. This was his one chance to play at Penn State. You know, a Malvern Prep kid from – you know, outside of Philly, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is, because his sister went to Penn State, played some sport. His brother's actually a senior going to Stanford next year, offensive lineman. He's a good player.
Nice.
Really good player. But I feel bad for him, but he's not going to play, I don't think. But Cone's numbers are similar.
I don't know that it'll be a big impact if he doesn't.
Well, play. I would say, I think, if anything, they just lean on the run game more.
Yeah.
They just lean on the run game. I still think – go ahead, Andy.
I just wanted to throw some more stuff at you. Penn State's struggling offense is now very average statistically as well. They're 80th in the country in pass offense, 59th in total offense in the country. So they're in the bottom third passing offense. They're right in the middle of the pack. Here, and this is my stat for you for the game. And sometimes stats are just numbers, guys. But this one explains to me what my eyes are seeing. Penn State's ranked number 122 in the country in time of possession.
Yeah, they're last in the Big Ten.
Last in the Big Ten, 122 in the country, 26-51.
And it's not like they're getting a lot of big plays. That's not the reason.
That compounds everything. The offense is not staying on the field, and you already have a defense that doesn't have depth. and now you're beating them up. I got to tell you, I'm picking Wisconsin to win the game.
Is it so wrong? Is it so wrong if you just go into the meeting room this week in the offensive coach's room and you say, look, I know it's the RPO and it's where the play is supposed to go. We're going to let Miles touch the ball 20 times, and we're going to get KJ the ball 8 to 10 times as a return man, receiver, and runner. Is it that difficult to get those two guys in space?
And get
them
the ball.
Is it that hard?
And I thought Miles Sanders would catch so many more passes than this.
And Rutgers lit up Wisconsin's defense Saquon with screens
Barkley,
last week.
Saquon Barkley caught like 5 passes a game last year. How many catches has Miles Sanders even had?
He started out promising, and everything has just kind of went backwards.
And by the way, that's quicksand. What he was in high school. Like, he's a good, you know, back out of the backfield. I'm going to take Wisconsin to win the game. I think the final score is 23-17, Wisconsin. I know I said this about Iowa, and they ended up winning the game against Iowa. You know,
you got Nate Stanley, buddy.
Well, I don't know how much money Nate Stanley was given. I hope it was worth it to him. But I don't think Wisconsin will ask Cone to do as much.
I think there's some
merit
there.
I don't see how Penn State slows down Wisconsin's running game. I'm taking the Badgers.
I am betting on Penn State saying we're gonna get Miles Sanders the ball. I don't think Wisconsin's run defense is quite as good as it's usually been. I like the linebackers, but there's holes elsewhere. I have Penn State winning the game 27-24, but it is a very shaky call. And if they don't make some corrections on the offensive side and involve these guys, Ross is absolutely right. They're going to be lucky to score 20 points. I'm guessing that they will, and that'll be the difference in the game.
Number 61 run defense in the country is Wisconsin. I am going to take Wisconsin as well. I see this as Wisconsin's strength. Their only strength, their biggest strength, being Penn State's biggest weakness. Run game offense versus run game defense. I'm going to take Wisconsin 24-21. Two desperate programs. Maybe something breaks in this game. If Penn State doesn't open up its offense and go do exactly what Bob Flounder said, I think Wisconsin might walk away from them. Penn State's lacking football confidence. They need to find it, and it's hard to find. You know what I mean by that, Ross? Football confidence is hard to find. All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, have a good weekend. Thanks for joining us.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.